Happy Australia Day, Jonesy.
Cheers, mate.
Talking about the good old days again, were you?
The debate surrounding Australia Day is heating up with the launch of a new ad campaign that depicts an Orwellian future where people fear backlash for celebrating. The campaign is led by former federal Labor leader Mark Latham. He says the ads will be rolled out across television, radio and social media ahead of January 26.
In an environment where you've got so much political correctness, certain words, themes, values are banned in public institutions, then I think the Big Brother approach, that dystopian theme, is very appropriate in the way in which the ad plays out.
His concern is that the campaign to change the date of Australia Day in respect for Indigenous Australians is gaining momentum.
A lot of people said to me, well, who's ever pushing back against this? Who's ever arguing the case counter to these arguments? They're out there. Where's the side of common sense, tradition, if you like, particularly regarding Australia Day? Well, that's what we're trying to do, to fill that space.
Rod Little, the co-chairman of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, is one of those behind the push to change the date.
We've been talking about this date and the impacts it has had on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples for a very long time. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples can't celebrate a day when you've had your lands invaded.
That position now has the backing of a growing number of politicians across all parties, as well as several local councils, including the city of Yarra in Melbourne. Yarra councillor Stephen Jolly says after a number of discussions with Indigenous leaders and locals, councillors voted unanimously to drop all references to Australia Day and cancel its annual citizenship ceremony on that day.
What we're saying is that we've got your back. You know, we've got your back, you know. We all love living on this place. It's a great place to live. But we hear what you're saying, that particular day is like dancing on somebody's grave to an Indigenous person.
ABC radio station Triple J has already announced it would move the date of the Hottest 100 music countdown. But not all Indigenous Australians see the day as one of protest and mourning.
Save Australia Day. It'll be a sad day if we lose it.
That's the voice of Indigenous leader Jacinta Price, who features in the Save the Australia Day ad campaigns. The Alice Springs Town Councillor is a vocal supporter of protecting the date. With just over 2 weeks until January 26, the Save the Australia Day campaign is stepping up its efforts to preserve what its backers believe is a celebration of Australia's achievements. While those opposed, like Mr Little, say it will only intensify their mission.
That approach is insensitive to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, the First Peoples of Australia. I think it will actually stimulate more encouragement for the dates to be moved, or Australia Day to be celebrated on a different date.